IPPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. An arrest in Altoona, Pennsylvania, connected to last week's murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO in the streets of Manhattan.
We believe we have a strong person of interest.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams at a news conference. Police have arrested a 26-year-old man with a weapon consistent with the gun used in the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. Thompson died in an ambush as he walked from his hotel to the company's annual investor conference across the street. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny described the suspect.
He has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione. He's a male, 26 years old. He was born and raised in Maryland. We know he has ties to San Francisco, California.
Mangione was taken into custody after police got a tip that he had been spotted at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also in New York, a Marine vet who put an agitated rider in a chokehold on the New York subway has been acquitted in the man's death. Jackie Quinn recaps the arguments in the case.
Defense lawyers for Daniel Penny had argued in court he was protecting himself and other subway passengers from a volatile, mentally ill man who was making alarming gestures and remarks. Prosecutors said Penny reacted too forcefully to someone that he perceived to be a threat, and he didn't view victim Jordan Neely as a person.
Syria's prime minister says most cabinet ministers are still at work after rebels overthrew President Bashar Assad, but a UN official says the country's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt. Meantime, Israeli airstrikes hit suspected chemical and long-range weapons sites in Syria. Over the weekend, the Israeli military seized control of a demilitarized buffer zone. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says it's temporary.
The only interest we have is the security of Israel and its citizens.
The U.S. is sending its special envoy for hostage affairs to Beirut to seek information on the whereabouts of journalist Austin Tice, who vanished in Syria 12 years ago. This is AP News. Monday Night Football has the Bengals in Dallas to play the Cowboys. Meantime, Mark Myers was at one of Sunday's most entertaining games, Bills versus Rams.
Matthew Stafford passed for 320 yards with two touchdowns as the Rams overcame a record-setting performance by Josh Allen to beat the Bills 44-42. Puka Nacua had an exceptional game, 12 receptions for 162 yards with a score, and he also found the end zone on a 9-yard run.
Fantastic. Being able to feel like, man, this is what it feels like when the Rams are moving on all and connecting on all cylinders.
Allen threw for 342 yards while becoming the first player ever to pass for three touchdowns and rush for three in the same game. LA improves to a 7-6 record. Buffalo had its 7-game winning streak snapped. They are now 10-3. Mark Myers, Inglewood, California.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.